WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood sleep whisperer here to help you navigate the tricky world of slumber. Now, we all know that feeling, tossing and turning, counting sheep that are starting to look a little judgmental, and desperately wishing for those sweet dreams to arrive. Trust me, I've been there, done that, and worn the sleep-deprived t-shirt more times than I care to admit. But the thing is, good sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's foundational to our mental well-being, creativity, even our physical health. And believe me, when you're getting those ZZs, life just feels better. So, why are we here tonight? Well, I want to talk about some common sleep saboteurs. Those sneaky little mistakes that can really mess with your chances of a good night's rest. I know what you're thinking. Jake, I already try to wind down. But sometimes, it's not just about trying, it's about knowing the right moves. We've all got different sleep needs and quirks, so figuring out what works best for you is key. Mistake number one. The evening caffeine caper. Ever feel that jolt of energy hours after your afternoon coffee? Yeah, that's caffeine doing its thing. And while it's a great pick-me-up during the day, chugging that espresso before bed is like inviting insomnia to a sleepover. Caffeine can stay in your system for up to 8 hours, messing with your ability to fall asleep and stay asleep. So, ditch the coffee after 2 p.m. and opt for a calming herbal tea instead. Mistake number two. The late night feast frenzy. Let's be honest, we all have those cravings that hit around 9 p.m. But late night binging can seriously disrupt your sleep. Eating heavy meals close to bedtime makes it harder for your body to digest and relax, leading to uncomfortable stomach pains and tossing and turning. Try to finish your dinner at least 2 to 3 hours before bed, and stick to lighter snacks if you're feeling peckish. Mistake number three. The blue light bonanza. Those glowing screens are seriously messing with our sleep. The blue light emitted from phones, laptops, and TVs can trick your brain into thinking it's still daytime, suppressing the production of melatonin, the hormone that helps regulate your sleep cycle. So, put those devices down at least an hour before bed and create a relaxing pre-sleep routine instead. Mistake number four. The napping nightmare. While a power nap can be a great way to recharge during the day, overdoing it, especially late in the afternoon, can throw off your sleep schedule for the night. Think of it like this. You're telling your body that bedtime is optional. Mistake number five. The stress spiral. Ever lie awake at night replaying the day's events? You know, those little worries and big to-dos that just keep circling in your head? Stress can be a major sleep killer. If your mind feels like a hamster wheel of anxious thoughts, try some relaxation techniques before bed, deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even a warm bath can help calm your nervous system and signal to your body that it's time to unwind. Let me tell you about a time I was struggling with this exactly. It was a big presentation week at work, and I was constantly buzzing with anxiety. I tried everything, herbal teas, meditation apps, even counting sheep. Those judgmental fellas were really starting to get on my nerves. Finally, I realized that the key wasn't just about winding down before bed, but managing my stress throughout the day. So, I started incorporating things like taking short walks during lunch breaks, practicing some mindfulness techniques, and setting realistic expectations for myself. And you know what? It made a world of difference. I was able to sleep better, think clearer, and tackle those challenges with more energy and focus. Remember, a good night's sleep is a superpower. It fuels your mind, body, and soul. So ditch those sleep saboteurs, embrace these tips, and get ready to unlock the amazing benefits of restful slumber. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some common sleep mistakes you catch yourself making? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow night, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.